Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a blessing it is to day by day be able to study the Word of God and to go through it line by line, verse by verse, precept by precept, and sometimes even word by word. It's just a joy and a delight. I love the Word of God, and I pray that you're growing in your appreciation and love for the Word of God as well. Whether you're reading a verse a day, a chapter a day, several chapters, book, whatever it is, allowing the Word of God to penetrate your life makes it full and free. And even though difficult things happen, you'll always rely upon what He has given you through His Word. And so I want to encourage you to study today. And as you do, if you will, pray with me before we begin this study, which is a good practice every time you go before the Word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, we're just so thankful for you. We're thankful for your word. Lord, you've given us life and breath. You sustain our lives, provide for us. You protect us in ways we don't even know. We just want to appreciate you and give you glory today as we study your word. We ask you again by your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. Lord, and then empower us to live according to that truth, that our lives will be a blessing to you. That's what we want to do. We want to bless our God. And so we ask and we say all these things today in your mighty Son Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is A Light into the World. And it's taken from the book of John chapter 12 and verse 46. The apostle John wrote how Jesus cried and said, "He that believes on me believes not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that sees me sees him that sent me." And in chapter 12 and verse 46 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "I am come a light into the world," where we read, "I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness." The verse reads, "I am come a light into the world." John began with Jesus' words, "I am come," which means I, Jesus, have arisen and appeared as a light or an emitting and illuminating lamp or torch of brightness into the world, which means into the earth. John shared how Jesus declared the reason he came to the earth was to illuminate it. The verse goes on to say that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. John continued with the words that whosoever believes on me, which means so whatever person, both male and female, that relies upon, trusts in, clings to, and has confidence in me, Jesus, should not abide or would not live, remain, sojourn, tarry, or continue in darkness, which means within ignorance of divine things and its associated wickedness, which result in the misery of hell. John shared how Jesus said the person who puts their faith and trust in him would not continue nor remain in a state of ignorance of divine things, which result in wickedness and separation from God in the misery of hell. When we consider Jesus' words in this verse, we learn how Jesus came to save people from darkness and its effects. People who do not believe in Jesus remain in darkness, and their works, deeds, acts, and beliefs are associated with wickedness, which eventually leads to hell. Jesus desired to deliver people from these things. And when a person believes in Jesus, they will be liberated from darkness, wickedness, and evil, and enjoy an illuminated personal relationship with God. Let all who read these words know the purpose of Jesus was upon the earth. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And all who believe in him will indeed forever be found. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,